What Becomes a Legend? The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. Postal Service has a series of stamps called Legends of Hollywood. It has included John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, and Marilyn Monroe. This year's stamp honors Charlton Heston. And if ever there was a legend of Hollywood, it's Shirley Temple, who died recently. She was the most popular and successful child star ever. In fact, in the mid-1930s, she was Hollywood's most famous and popular star, period. She had starred in 15 movies by the time she was 10. So a Legends of Hollywood stamp would appear to be a slam dunk, and yet, is Shirley Temple commercial enough? The Postmaster General says the Postal Service needs to issue stamps with more commercial subjects so it can sell more stamps. The head of marketing reportedly vetoed plans for a Sarah Vaughan stamp because she didn't think young people know who the jazz singer was. And the Legends of Hollywood series is all about commercialism and pop culture. Shirley Temple's film career ended 65 years ago. Today's young people don't know who she was. Heck, they probably have never been served a Shirley Temple, the non-alcoholic cocktail for kids. Other stamp series still include forgotten people and events, bringing them back to public attention. That's even been true of the Legends of Hollywood series. Hopefully it still is. That's one of the purposes of commemorative stamps. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.